This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Tavian Feaster, everything I thought about, and we tried to get him on the show. I like what I saw out of him. I thought Tony Jones had a terrific week out of Notre Dame. I was really, really impressed with him. I thought some of those guys, you know, did a lot to help themselves. DeAndre Overton from Clemson, big receiver. Like what I saw from him. John Hightower kind of came in with a reputation, lived up to it from Boise State. Jawan Johnson from Oregon. Aaron Parker. I thought Aaron Parker's best day was on Wednesday, and he made a couple of catches in the corner of the end zone that were really, really nice. And listen, how many of us watch Rhode Island football, right? And the guard stood out to me that's a nice project guy to take in the third day, and the receiver. Two guys from Rhode Island. And one of the things that I've learned to do, okay, is when I see a small school guy, I never, ever assume, he's just here because, you know, he was the best of his bunch and they gave him a token invitation. No, dude. NFL people saw something in you. There's a buzz. There's something about you, why you're here. Okay? It's like the Barry kid. Not Barry, Barry University. Okay? That wide receiver. I mean, that kid, what's his name? I got to remember it now. Mason Kinsey is the guy. Kyle Murphy, by the way, is the guard from Rhode Island that I was talking about. Also, on the D-line, I thought Garrett Marino out of UAB was strong. James Smith-Williams from NC State. Alex Highsmith from Charlotte came in with that reputation of that motor, and he definitely delivered with that reputation. I thought McTelvin Agim from or Asiam or whatever it is from Arkansas. I like that kid, but we're going to get him on. I'm going to reach out to his agent and I'm going to get him on. I got to have him on. You know why? I think it's going to be a fun interview. Not only can he play, not only does he have a motor that goes 1,000 miles an hour, but I love the personality, man. On the field. It's the kind of guy that talks but backs it up. So I have no fun. But he doesn't talk in a nasty way. He has fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get mad because he's not really trying to – he's busting your chops, but he's not doing it in an insulting way. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like what you do with your friends. I thought John Runyon – I like him, man. I do. I think, you know – there might be a little bit of an adjustment for him when it comes to speed guys. And I don't know. I'm not smart enough. You know what? When I get to the Senior Bowl, I get to talk to some coaches. And I'm going to talk to them about John and some of the things that I see and how much they can do as coaches and players to improve certain things. Because speed guys were the one thing that he struggled a little bit with. But, man, I like him overall. I like the nastiness he plays with. I like the force he plays with. He's a strong guy, and I definitely love the pedigree. And I'm a big fan of pedigree guys because there are those guys that it follows. When you get to this level, there's some you'll find guys that, wow, okay, you know, and somehow or another it's in the lineage. And I'd like to think that John might be that guy on Wenu. Now, you draft the other guy from Michigan, which he's going to drop a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, because he's got weight issues. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of shape he's in when it comes to the combine. Has he lost some weight from where he was in the East-West Shrine game? Because he's had kind of a weight issue throughout his career, and you got to be careful with that. Because if you got a weight issue now, you're going to have a weight issue in the NFL when you got a big fat check. you got a lot of money in the bank, you can go through a lot of drive-thrus.
Also, your metabolism as you get older slows down, you know? I mean...
And for those guys, your metabolism is kind of going because you're practicing all the time.
All the time.
But what I'm saying, you know what? It gets even worse now. Forget the drive-thrus. Now you got Uber Eats. Now you can just stay at home. You don't even have the exercise of walking to and back from the car to go to the drive-thru. Now you can just stay at home. Uber Eats, Postmates, whatever. Any other food service I left out?
That is a good test, though. See how dedicated he is.
Yeah.
See if he is worth ethic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt. So we had several guys that I would tell you stood out at the East-West Shrine game.
Did you mention I don't think you said Gaziano, the
Northwestern kid.
Yeah,
yes.
Man.
That's another
motor,
one. Great motor.
100 miles an hour,
yep.
Everything, running from drill to drill, speed,
and
running.
And good chance you're getting a good kid because he went to Northwestern.
Brains.
You gotta hit the books there, you know? There's a good chance. I'm not saying it's perfect because there's no such thing as perfect. But you get a guy from Northwestern and he can play football, you kind of like the character, you know what I mean? How about Shaheem Carter? I love the way he carried himself, right? You know, it just – and again, nothing – there's some guys that come out of Alabama, Rolando McClain, that are crazy as hell, okay? So
two guys that I was noticing, obviously, Michael Divinity,
uh-huh.
LSU, because
uh-huh.
he was calling the defense,
mm-hmm.
okay?
He
was kind of the defensive captain, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And number 47, the kid from Georgia – Eli Wolf.
Yes.
Because he was punt returning and even backup snapping for the punter.
Yep.
Like a jack of all trades, the kind of guy that Flores, like you said, special teams, if you could do stuff. And the guy was always like, I could do this. Let me get there.
By the way, we had another guy on, Darryl Williams from Mississippi State.
Yeah, the offensive center.
He and Miami needs a center. That kid played well, man. He's super great. He's strong, too. Strong.
And he said guard.
Yeah, he can play. Yeah.
Versatile.
But they need a center. So,
yes, we do.
So, I mean, I know they can bring back Kilgore and all that. He's under contract. But, you know, Kilgore's serviceable. He's not exactly what you're looking for at that position. This kid might have it. There were some players at the East-West Shrine game. Don't kid yourself. You know, some guys were asking me, you know, that's not as important. No, dude, the smart teams find gems right there. It's a lot easier to find the gems in the first or second rounds that everybody's looking at. It's when you get to the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh round. Show me what you can do, man. Show me. Look at this year. They found Preston Williams as a street free agent. The Van Ginkel kid started coming on towards the end. He's a late round draft pick. You got to hit on some of those picks. I know it's hard, the draft. I know you're going to miss a lot in the draft, but you got to hit on some of your late picks because they make up for your screw-ups in the first and second rounds, because everybody's going to have screw-ups in the first and second rounds. You're not going to hit on your first-round pick every year, and your second-round pick every year would be nice, but there are those years where you don't, and you need to find Zach Thomas in the fifth. See what I'm saying? You need to find Rashad Jones in the fifth. You need to find Tim Bowens in the fifth. Get what I'm saying? Jakeem Grant, fifth. These are things that you must find in the draft. And you find them at the East-West Shrine game, at the NFLPA game. That's where you find these kind of players. If I had my choice, those two games would be in separate weeks, and we would be going to all of them, you know, because that's I'm a draft nut, and it would be fun to see all of those prospects that go to the different bowl games. I hate that the NFLPA game and the East-West choose to have it the same week every freaking year. You know there are agents, and not to feel sorry for them, but there are agents that have, you know, a player here at the East-West and a player or two over at the NFLPA. And they spend 2 days here, and then they got to fly out over to Los Angeles and go to Long Beach and hang out with their other players for a couple days. They can't really spend the whole week with the player and the family, because as an agent, you're not just there with the player. His family's there. It's like a big moment for all these kids when they're at these postseason bowl games, and let me tell you something, those kids that bring the families, teams love that because they see that they have a foundation, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's important. That's important for all of us in life that we have a foundation, right? You want to know that you have parents that love you and support you, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's one of those things that you don't overlook, man. And when you say, oh, East-West Shrine. And by the way, judging by the response to the downloads, you guys feel the same way, which is absolutely amazing. Bill here was wondering, hey, man, Dolphin season is over, you know? How's it going to, you know? And all it's done is just explode even more. And I think also we do something that no one else does, no one else can't, right? I mean, come on. You think they're going to spend money at that stage? They barely have money to be on the air, okay? I mean, they're firing as many employees as possible to kind of lower costs. I mean, give me a break. So they're not going to give you any kind of coverage. They don't care. They don't care about you guys, man. That's the beauty. Me, I'm like you guys. So I cover things. Ask people, players, agents, coaches, what you would ask them. I don't worry about the politics. Hey, I do it in a respectful manner, but we're gonna do what we have to do. When I brought on the Penn State kid, I asked him about the hazing. He knew nothing about it or didn't want to talk about it, and what else am I going to do at that point? But I'm not going to put on the Penn State kid and not talk about the headline, right? Just the way it is. Adiz is a friend of mine. I've known him for years. I'm going to bust his balls in a fun way with Le'Veon Bell. I can't have Le'Veon Bell's agent on and not make fun of him with the two girls stealing from his house. Come on. You know, that's just the way it is. Because I'm going to do things the way you would want them. I'm going to ask what you would want. And if you're a draft fan, you're definitely going to love this show. No doubt about that.
You think about it, though. Recent history. The Seattle Seahawks were set up in the fourth through seventh rounds. Yeah. The number of players they hit on the four through seven is what put them in that back-to-back Super Bowl.
Hey, Russell Wilson's a third rounder.
Yes. You ready? Another
your
team?
Starting quarterback's
another
a third
team.
Rounder.
They didn't have a defense, blah. They hit on guys in the four through seven, the Atlanta Falcons. Their Super Bowl appearance is because of back-end draft, hitting on those guys. That's what puts you over the top.
No doubt.
And fast-tracks you to being middle of the pack or a playoff team winning playoff games.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
Super important.
Zach's a fifth, Jason's a third, and Tim Bones is a fifth. For Shula, obviously. Bones is a Shula pick, but the other two were Jimmy picks. But think about those three guys in your front seven, and not one of them was picked in the first or second rounds. And two of them are already one's in the Hall of Fame. The other one's Hall of Fame worthy, should be in the Hall of Fame. Zach should get in.
Yes.
Tim Bones will never get Hall of Fame love, but everybody knows that watched him. He was a bad man.
During his time, he was as dominant as there was at that position.
He did his job. What you wanted him to do, he did it, and he did it really, really, really well. But he did a position that is so thankless that he's never going to get in. Okay? But he's a stud. Stud and a half. Badass. And I bet you this. I bet you when Zach Thomas gets into the Hall of Fame, I bet you Tim Bowens gets mentioned. I bet you Timbo gets a ton of. In fact, I would not be surprised if Zach Thomas flies Timbo out there to be with him for the Hall of Fame ceremony.
That sounds
how about
accurate.
That.
That's accurate.
Okay, yeah. Put it that way, because Zach knows. All right,
he enabled them to roam free.
You got to hit on your late picks, man. That's why, you see my excitement when we're starting this process and I'm going to the East-West Shrine and, okay, yeah, I understand the biggest names aren't there, but they may become the biggest names down the line, you know, because I did see Jimmy Garoppolo there and he's starting. You get to see players there before they become stars in the NFL. So it's one of those things that Dolphins will have an opportunity. They got 14 picks. Got a lot of late picks. They got an opportunity to get a couple of these guys from this draft that could, I mean, from this game that could really help the Miami Dolphins out in their future. So
easily.
Yeah.
Oh, easily. Between the East and the West, 20 guys.
Oh, yeah.
That could have a real impact. We're not talking about just being serviceable players.
No doubt.
Impact guys.
No doubt. No doubt. Yes. Several guys. Yeah, there was a lot of players I liked in this draft.